Yo, hello and welcome to Far From Vesuvius, Bets on Napoli, episode 5. I am your host, Marco Cubani D'Onofrio, and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sticking with the podcast. We've made it to 5 episodes. Who thought that would happen? Of course, we all knew it would. Appreciate you tuning in. Again, at Far From Vesuvius, at Cubani7 is how you can get a hold of us on Twitter, on X. Make sure you're following all the good stuff. Make sure you're following all the good content and podcasts and product coming out of the Far From Vesuvius network, because there is a lot of good stuff coming out. And if you weren't following the Far From Vesuvius social networks, then you paid the price this week. This is our 5th episode, but we are 2-3. So how does that make sense? Because we didn't have time, or I didn't have time to record a midweek podcast for the Barcelona game. But if you were following that Far From Vesuvius and you follow all of our good friends, including Rafa Rispo, then you would know that we still placed a bet, and we still put a bet out there, and it was a winning bet. It was plus money. It was plus 190. It was an Osimhen shot on target, a Lewandowski shot on target, over 7 corners, and both teams to receive a card, which all happened. Unfortunately, Napoli did not get the result we wanted on the pitch, but we made some money off of the game itself. So if you're following and you've been staying with us, we are 2-3, but we, sorry, 2-3. So we've hit 2, we've lost 3, but we are plus money because every parlay I've given you has at least been, what, plus 160, 170, 190 minimum. So if you've bet $10 on every single parlay we've played so far, you should be up at least $10 at this point. Last week, obviously, it didn't go the way we wanted to against Torino. We were looking good after that Cavada goal. And then, of course, Torino came back and kind of ended our excitement, our play, our day, if you will. But we are here to talk about a brand new play of the day, a new bet, a new target for the week, because it's a big one on Sunday against Inter. Napoli travels to the Giuseppe Meazza, the San Siro, to play Inter in a game that they need a result in. So I'm going to give you my play of the day in a little bit. But before I do, let's just run down some quick stats, because Inter did beat Napoli 1-0 earlier this season in January in the Supercoppa final, of course. They also smashed Napoli 3-0 at the Maradona in December in a game that we're still trying to forget. Inter beat Napoli 3 out of the last 4 times they've met, so Inzaghi's definitely gotten the best out of Napoli as of late. However, Napoli did beat Inter 3-1 on May 21st last season, after the Scudetto had already been wrapped up. Inter do lead Milan by 16 points atop the table. Napoli, of course, sit in 7th spot with 44 points, 4 off of Roma for 5th spot in the Champions League. And again, it's looking more and more likely that there will be 5 Champions League spots up for grabs this season, which is huge for Napoli, because especially after the way Bologna ended that game against Empoli and won 1-0 at the very death, it's going to be tough for Napoli to catch them, I think. So having a 5th spot available is important. Milan, Atlanta, Fiorentina, Roma all progressed in the Europa and Conference Leagues during midweek, while obviously Napoli and Inter were eliminated in Champions League. So again, it's still looking really, really positive for Serie A and for Italy to get 5 spots next year, which could really, really benefit Napoli if they can find a way to get their shit together. Let's call it what it is, all right? This is a team that's been struggling as of late. Has been struggling all season. They've actually looked pretty good as of late. They've looked better as of late. We'll see how that affects this play of the day. I'll get to that in a little bit. Again, though, I do want to discuss the midweek action, because Inter did play 120 minutes. That's right. They went a full 120 minutes with Atletico before ultimately being knocked out in penalty kicks, which was a devastating loss for them. Especially, like I said earlier, they're 16 points atop the table. It's very similar to Napoli last year, where they pretty much have the Scudetto wrapped up with a lot of games left, and the Champions League was an opportunity for them to really chase silverware without having to worry about Serie A. Unfortunately for them, it just didn't happen. Napoli, of course, did reach the quarterfinal stage last year, and you know we know how that went against Milan, which was obviously heartbreaking and devastating. But I think Inter is actually, this is and I should be careful saying this because it could come back to bite everybody in the ass, but this is actually a good time, I think, to be playing Inter. With them being eliminated from Europe, this will be the last time you'll have an opportunity to play them coming off a game against anybody in Europe. And I understand that Napoli did play away on Tuesday, but Inter played away on Wednesday. Inter also played 120 minutes. Napoli did not play 120 minutes, so that makes a difference. I mean, both games were obviously intense, but I think Inter's was even more so and more, I want to say, tiring for those players and for the squad, because there was a lot of defending to do as they were holding the lead. And then we, of course, know how draining it was emotionally for them once Atletico tied it up on aggregate. And then, of course, we know how those penalty kicks went as well. So it'll be very interesting to see what kind of a squad Inzaghi puts out there, who we see playing, because it should be noted, Martinez and Çalhanoğlu, De Vrij, and Pavard all played 120 minutes. So those and of course their goalie Sommer also played 120 minutes. So the entire, so there's what, four outfield players that did play 120 minutes. Inter will also, of course, be missing Augusto, Cuadrado, Antarnovic, and Sensiu, who are all out injured still for Inter. So again, I could regret these words, but I do think it's actually a good time to be playing Inter coming off of what was a dramatic, heartbreaking loss for them. I mean, again, Napoli's loss was no less heartbreaking, especially considering that there was a spot in the Club World Cup up for grabs and on the line, and we're not going to get into that because I'm still not over that, especially knowing that that spot ends up going to Juventus. I mean, it is what it is at this point. We kind of should be used to this kind of stuff. However, like I said, they still didn't play 120 minutes. So I do think that's going to make a difference. I do think that's going to make an impact. Napoli is also a lot more motivated when it comes to Serie A, you would hope anyways, because they've got a lot more on the line. They're still trying to qualify for a European spot, where Inter, although they want to clinch a Scudetto as soon as possible, I mean, that Scudetto is looking all but clinched at this point. I don't see anybody coming close to them. I mean, no one's been even near as consistent as they have been this year all season long. They've looked dangerous, they've looked deadly, and to be honest, it's actually disappointing from an Italian point of view that they were eliminated from the Champions League, considering how good they are and how strong of a lead that they do have atop the table. But it is what it is. Let's get into this week's play of the day. So I'm gonna take a very typical play that I've been going with lately. And if you're paying attention, you're following the podcast, then it's something you're going to be familiar with. I'm going with an Osimhen shot net. Listen, at this point, it should be a standard in a Napoli game. It came through against Barcelona. And I mean, that was in a situation where it was probably offside and the referee played advantage because Osimhen did absolutely nothing with it, but he counted as a shot on target right off the bat. I do think we're going to see that again. I think we're going to see at least one shot net, hopefully at least one shot net from Osimhen against Inter. I think both teams are going to get cards. This was the similar play as I went with midweek as well. I think that's a given. I think this is going to be an intense matchup. I think, especially as the game progresses, I think it's only obvious that we're going to see at least a yellow card from each side. I think we're going to see some tempers flare. We're going to see a little anger on the pitch, and we're going to see some emotional motions fly, or we're going to see some emotional players at times. So I do think we're going to see at least one yellow card on both sides of the pitch. And I'm going with, fingers crossed here, for Napoli to get at least a result. I'm taking Napoli to get a win or a tie, and they are a massive underdog in this game. So if you go with the both teams to get a card, you go with the Osimhen shot on target, and you go with the Napoli win or draw, you're looking at a plus 225 bet. That's not too shabby at all. That is plus 225, and if you really want to spice things up, you can go with over 6 corners. I wouldn't go crazy with the corner count. You want to be safe. It did come through against Barcelona as well. I think that's a pretty safe play. 6 corners minimum if you want to spice it up. But at plus 225, you really don't need to spice things up. And at that point, you might kind of just be taking an unnecessary risk. So again, I'm going with both teams to get cards, an Osimhen shot on target, and a Napoli win or tie for the play of the day, and that is at plus 225. That is for Sunday's matchup against Inter. And a reminder, if you are living on this side of the pond where I'm at, in Toronto anyways, the time change is still actually 7 hours between North America and Europe and in Italy. So it's a later kickoff. It's 3:45 in the afternoon. If you're living in New York, Toronto, on the East Coast, wherever you may be residing, if you're on the West Coast, it's it would be, what, 12:45 start there. So, again, a little bit of a different time change. So still be aware of that. The time has not changed yet. But, yeah, I mean, I'm excited. I think we should be in the green again. I'm hoping we're in the green again. But I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know your plays. I want to know where your head's at going into or coming out of these games. At Kubani7 on Twitter, at FarFromVesuvius on Twitter or X. Make sure you're following all the social networks. Make sure you're tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to Spotify or Apple Music, however you get your podcast. Make sure you subscribe, you like, you rate. We appreciate it all because, like I said, there's a lot of great content coming out of Far From Vesuvius, and it is your number one stop, your number one shop, the place you want to go if you need content in English for all things related to Napoli, including this very podcast. Before I end this show, I'd like to say that please do gamble and please do play responsibly. If you or any of your loved ones are having a problem or are suffering from gambling addiction, please do seek help. We love and we want to have fun with everybody here, but gambling is a serious addiction. And if you or any of your loved ones are suffering from it, please do ensure you do seek help and counseling. I have been your host, Marco Kubani7, and thank you for tuning in. We will be back next week.